So let's take a deep breath. And on this day, first of all, we are very, very grateful for this day of life. Not one of us could have created this day by ourselves. We were given the privilege of awakening to the day. We're given the privilege of a day of life. We have this amazing sacred gift breathing us. Nobody got to think our thoughts today but us, and no one will get to think the thoughts that we continue to think the rest of this day and the decisions we make but us. I'm going to drink a bit of water. An Indian poet many thousands of years ago wrote what's called the Salutation to the Dawn. And I heard this many, many years ago, and I used to think that it meant to be used at the beginning of the day, and perhaps it did when it was first written. But any moment you set course anew, it is the dawn of that new course. And that can happen tonight. It can happen in this call right now where you're listening and we're together. Whether you listen to this in a recorded manner or you listen to it live, there it's you and I and the rest of us on this mastermind call tonight who know something about each other. We know that every single one of us is a luminous light being, an amazing eternal soul having a human experience, reminded that our body forms a literal cross, that the vertical in us represents the eternal, the unchanging, the very life of life itself, in whom we live and move and have being, and who lives and moves and which lives and moves and has being in us, as us, through us. And, of course, the horizontal represents the expression of our relationship to our infinite nature into time. We call that a human birth. We call that our circumstances, situations, conditions, the wins, the losses, all of it, the relationships, the learnings. And we all live it here for our own evolution, for the gift that we leave the family of humanity, the earth, and that which we grow and develop, which is not of this earth, which is our awareness. And that is what moves with us as we move forward on our soul's journey. So years ago, it was written, look to this day, for it is the very life, the very life. It is life, the very life of life. In its brief course, 24 hours, not all of which will you be awake to this day, but in its brief course lies all the verities and realities of your existence, the bliss of growth, the glory of action, the splendor of beauty. For yesterday is but a dream and tomorrow a vision, but today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look, therefore, to this day. Such is a salutation to the dawn. And so you have before you an evening. You've never had this evening before. You'll never get this one again. And so what will you focus on this evening? So I want to invite you, as you come to this class, as always, to have a blank piece of paper with you. So I'm going to invite you at this moment now to make sure you have that and you get out a pen and or pencil, whatever you choose to use, all right? Today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. So on this piece of paper, let's write, each one of us now, something that has already happened today that we've been a part of, that we feel proud of. As we reflect back on this day of our life, and on, I was reminded about the Salutation to the Dawn in Golden Keys to a Lifetime of Living. This is our last class tonight on these two books that I gave you by Venice Bloodworth. Now, it doesn't mean we won't reference her. We got to know Genevieve pretty well in Your Invisible Power, and many of us go to her on a regular basis and continue to evoke and evolve our lives by the truth that she presenced in 1922 or Wallace Wattles or others. And I suspect for some of you, you will find the same thing to be true about your getting to know Dr. Venice Bloodworth, because I've been reading her since 1971. So in this chapter, chapter 11, which those of you that are trying to flip through, it's on page 44 of your Golden Keys to a Lifetime of Living. She says, what are you doing about today? So as we look back on our day, let's write down something we feel proud about. Maybe there was a piece of conflict, either in our business or in, and we pulled it out, laid it out on the table, looked it square in the face, and stared it down, got a good idea about how we can progress that piece of our business or our relationship life forward. If that we solved something, we looked square at it, and whether it all got solved today, we did something that progressed that piece of our life. You have a vision for your life that has health, and it has relationships, and it has what you're doing with your time and talent, and it has your time and money freedom. That's your vision. And as you hold that vision in mind, and then you'll see that that's your clarifier. It's your compass, because that immediately makes you available to the it and the not it factor. Until you really know clearly this or something even better still, it's really hard to identify, because we're cloudy in our own awareness. So we don't have the crystalline vision to be able to see it, not it, nearly as well. So as you started your day with your vision and you welcomed the dawn of the day, you welcomed this baby day, in whatever way you do that, and you put yourself in the right mood and the right mentality and in the right vibration. So you were feeling grateful for this day and hopeful. Three things last forever: faith, hope, and love. The greatest of them all is love, because it's the highest frequency. But you're holding this day. I mean, and now that we're at this point in the day, we're holding this night. That it's full of potency and possibility. An idea that can absolutely radically shift everything is just waiting to be called into your awareness by your tuning fork, where you tune and place your attention. And so we now pause for a second, and there is something that you are proud about on this day, some part of your life that you progressed. If you answered an email that had been sitting there for a while because it was just gone down on the stack, but you got it done. So I want you to give yourself acknowledgement that even if there are things, it's so easy at times to, you've heard me say many a time when you came to training, one of the things we talk about and can easily lay on those lists of so many things to think or focus or train the mind and our attitude and our way of being in higher order frequencies, is that the repetition and repeated giving of ourselves of daily wins. We acknowledge, because our critic is so finely tuned for most of us, that critic voice got so highly tuned, the never good enough voice, the part of us that it's never quite measures up. So we skim the surface of really deeply allowing ourselves to enjoy this day within it are all the verities, all the truths of any life. It was available to us this day, the verities and the realities of existence, the bliss of growth, you know, maybe that one thing. So we want to acknowledge that. We're proud of ourselves. You probably thought some really good thoughts today. You probably decided to put your attention on some things that were really worthy of you. Perhaps you even took time to embrace someone or something that you care deeply about, you know, an animal, a child, a partner, a friend, whether you embrace them physically or mentally, emotionally. You sent them a note, you thought a thought about them.